I tell you what, he's enjoying life at the moment and normally does, and that is my next guest. You often hear her on Cooking Crimes with Jules Schiller, but she is a wonderful chef, but she is more than a chef. Rosa Matto is expanding her repertoire as she gets older, living life as a writer in this term, and she is also telling the stories of others. Rosa Matto, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Sonia. And you're going to do our launch on Sunday. I'm so thrilled. I couldn't have asked for a better person to launch it.
Oh, thank you. I'm very pleased to be involved. We're talking about the Living Proof exhibition, and this is something that's going to be underway at the Migration Museum.
It's opened already. It opened last Sunday. It's difficult to describe because it's a multi-layered experience. So you could pop in and just look at the beautiful portraits that Italo Vardaro, the photographer, has done. And he's captured moments of the day when the residents, the staff, the volunteers are experiencing joy. And as one of them said, so much of her life is about joy because all her interactions are happy and so therefore joyous. So you could just do that. And at one level, that would be lovely. But you could spend another 10 minutes and just read the little short excerpts from the book. And that explains the photos. You could spend another 10 minutes and have a listen to the voices of the actual people that are telling their story, our storytellers. And then on the way out, you can buy a book.
Yeah. Now, so, Rosa, just hold that thought for just a moment. Mm-hmm. We will return to it, but we've got some events unfolding. Richard's in Belair. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Sonia. I'm just letting you know that there's a freight train blocking, and it stopped dead, blocking the railway crossing at Glenelter, Main Road, Belair/Blackwood.
Main Road, well, that's going to cause a lot of problems both ways for traffic then,
isn't
it?
That's going to cause a major amount of traffic.
Can you see from where you are, Richard, what's happened?
Well, all I can see is that the train was going past very slowly and was actually stopped. I'm actually in the Belair Hotel watching.
Oh, well, that's not a bad place to be stuck anyway.
Good
on you.
It was doing a snail's pace. Now it's stopped.
It's not stopped. And that's with the that's completely blocking traffic across the main Belair Road. All right.
Absolutely.
Look, Richard, thank you so much for letting us know about that. We'll try and get some more details about that and bring that to you as soon as we can. But be aware that if you're heading in that direction, that's what's happening. You will definitely need to find an alternative route at this point. Now, returning to Rosa Matto. Sorry, that was a bit like a freight train in our conversation, wasn't it?
It was important to stop for that.
Now, that's what the exhibition is about.
Yes.
We'll get more into it. But let's go back to the beginning, because what this is focusing on the lives of the wonderful residents at Benne Nursing Home. And for many of our listeners, you might remember, was it a year ago? Was it 2 years ago now?
I think it was during our lockdown.
During the lockdown.
Yes.
That's right. It was during the lockdown. That's exactly why we spoke and met the delightful Giuseppe.
Yeah, Caporto, yes.
Yeah, who went and visited his wife every single day. And his wife, I think, has memory issues, dementia issues. But he goes every single day. And even when he couldn't go into his nursing home, he would see her from the door. And they had a remarriage ceremony, didn't they?
They did, because they had been married for 70 years. And he's one of our storytellers. Oh, you know, his story is just so moving. He was one of the reasons we began it, really, because I happened to be visiting on a day when he was making gnocchi for lunch. And he said, come and help us. You know, we've got lots of gnocchi to make. And I said, but what are you doing here? He said, well, when I'm not running the choir, hello, he's 90. Please remember, he's 90. He's now 91. And he visits every day. And I'd love to tell you, if we've got time, the story of how the choir happened.
Yes.
Because he would visit Tina, his wife, and they would sit and chat as much as they could. And at 11:30, on the dot, every day, this lady, Erminia, would start to sing. But ancient songs, you know, that my grandmother would have sung, Un mazzolin di fiore, all of those, Marina, 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 all of those songs. And so he, because he's such a gregarious person, started singing. And gradually, one by one, the other people in the dining room began to sing along too. Now, remember, some of these people are nonverbal, so sort of lost track of conversations, but they could sing and they remembered every word. And so now you'll see these gorgeous pictures of the choir dressed in their beautiful bright blue satin gowns, and their faces are so animated. And they were drooping when I was helping them get dressed for the photo shoot and putting on a bit of makeup and all of that sort of thing. And they were a bit droopy, and I thought, oh, I hope Italo can work his magic. As soon as Giuseppe started to sing, they sort of sat up in their chairs. I don't know, but the lines seemed to fall away from their faces, and they remembered every word of these songs. Mm. It was so moving. I can't begin to tell you.
And Rosa, this is the thing, I guess, that what you're trying to capture at this beautiful Bene nursing home, which is, I think, in the past been very focused on a cultural kind of final home for many people. Mm. This is now, it's now broader than that.
It's much broader. Mm. They've got many sites, three important and rather large and expanding nursing homes or residential homes. Then they have an activity centre that every Thursday one of our storytellers, Maria Zadnik, she has an extraordinary story. She was escaping. She had to escape at 18 with her two sisters across the border from what was then Yugoslavia into Italy. And Italy was in Istria. There were also stateless Italians. So she went to this refugee camp. There they met a young man called Elio, who sort of secretly fell in love with one of her younger sisters. And then they went to Sydney. She married, went to Cuba Pedi. Some 60 years later, she's at the Slovenian Club in Dudley Park and looks up and sees a familiar face. And they stare at each other all night, neither of them wanting to say, who are you? Mm. On the way home, her son-in-law says, do you know Elio? There he was, the boy from the camp.
When she heard the name,
yes,
she realised, mate, put them together.
And now every week they meet. He brings her fruit and vegetables from the garden. They sit, they chat. You know, it's just extraordinary.
And it's lovely how you're breaking off into the stories of these lovely people you've met. It's wonderful.
Have I answered the question? I've even forgotten what it was.
Well, I think we were kind of explaining how this project started and what is happening there is because I think for many people, when we talk about this stage of life.
Yes.
It's as though all the good life is behind people. But what this is all about is that life is still great in the moment.
Yes.
And you can actually plan for the
future. Plan for the future.
Plan for joy in the future.
Exactly.
Yes?
You know, beautiful Nello, he is in his mid-80s and he started a new life. He said, I'm now reborn as a gardener. And how that came about was he was sitting moping around in the dining room and saw a plant called a baby Ben, and it was drooping, it was yellow. And so gradually he and Louisa, the site manager, dragged it outside. He's brought it back to life.
Nursed it back to life, yeah.
And so now he plants basil, he plants lemons. It's extraordinary. He said, I've started a new life here as a gardener. Mm. And he's planted tomatoes. And I jokingly said, oh, have we got enough to make, you know, Italian sauce? And he laughed. He said, why not? Why not? I'll plant more next year. It's just, it taught me so much about aging that you mustn't fear it. And I know I can't bear to hear all the stories from the commission into aged care. And what this is certainly a counterpoint to that, but it also continues to shine the light on every one of these institutions that they are giving people dignity and respect. And that
life is not over at that point.
Life is not over. Life is real. Mrs. Mills, for instance, 106. The only thing wrong with her, she said, she had to take two Panadol. And I said, is that all you take, Mrs. Mills? I take more than that. and she looked at me, she said, my dear, I'm old. I'm not sick. And I thought, well, what a silly assumption on my part. you know, to think she's got a cage of tablets that she has to take. And she the greatest invention, now remember she was born in 1914, the greatest invention in her entire life is the Kindle.
How fantastic. So she's an adopter of technology.
Exactly. See what I mean? It's, you never stop learning. You never stop growing as a human being. And to know that Mrs. Mills, you know, at St. Agnes is doing crosswords every single day. And sometimes she tells me, her day is so busy, she doesn't get to do the cryptic. Hello.
Colette on the text line says, my father was in Benin for the 6 weeks before he died. The staff were marvellous, but he loved the food and especially the proper coffee. Great care. We all appreciate it. We are not Italian, but he spoke Italian. So that is nice.
It is lovely to hear those reaffirming stories because while we're concentrating on Bene, there are other places that do a fabulous job. Mm. And Bene began as an Italian service, but now it's 70% only that with Italian background. Yeah. And that number is lessening every day.
Rosa, can I ask you what has it meant for you and also for the residents to have someone listen to their stories and for you to listen to them, to capture their stories in this way at this time of life when a lot of people kind of sideline older people?
Yes. I think that's an important thing to remember is that very often we speak for them. So the doctors speak for them, their care workers speak for them, the families speak for them. And so they retreat sometimes. And I've seen it myself. They retreat and you ask them a question and they look a bit vague. And that was the scary thing. You know, sometimes inevitably you want to say, and so what sort of work did you do and how many grandchildren? You know, the past is not a comfortable land for some of them. And so talking about what they're doing now, this moment, has been really, really important. I've learnt that of all of them, you've got to have a sense of humour and you've got to be resilient and you mustn't take anything personally.
Well, Rosa, you can see these projects in many different ways. It's called the Living Proof Project. You can see the exhibition at the Migration Museum. Mm-hmm. You can check out the book and the snapshots of these stories and the photos of these wonderful residents.
That's right.
Bene, aged care. Thank you so much for joining
us. It's a pleasure.